Hello.
Hi, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking with Kirsten Barton?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that. I was calling you back because I received a voicemail from Joyce Wilczek, regarding your clocking ins and clocking outs.
Yeah, we were just I was trying. I mean, I can try to explain it to you as best as I can, but I mean, at this point, you guys kind of seem settled. But Theodore is by himself from 12 to 8 a.m., correct? Because he doesn't have care. So when I get in the morning, he has his phone all night long. So his phone is dead when I get in.
I
I can't
see.
just clock in and out because I have to wait a little bit for his phone to charge, and sometimes it takes a little bit because it's an older cell phone. It's like a house phone. So I have to wait a little bit for his phone to charge. So it might take a little bit, like an hour, 30 minutes, and then I'm like looking at it, should I even clock in? Because then they're going to get upset at me anyways because it's still late, you know, a later time. It's not the correct time I was supposed to clock in. But there's literally nothing I can do if Mr. Theodore needs his phone to call people overnight to have his phone with him. You know, he's constantly getting phone calls from his doctors, his health care providers. So his phone is constantly ringing. There's nothing we can do to move it closer to him because there's not a landline closer to him. So there's only so much we can do with the phone. I understand it is an inconvenience to you guys, and I'm so sorry about that. I do hate doing timesheets every day for you guys. I know that's not good for you guys either.
And
But
it's
there's
also not
sometimes there's only
allowed.
okay.
Yeah. And also, I tried to ask you several times, I think on my text messages, if the system was not working, and I never received a response either. I didn't know that that was happening with the patient's phone. And last week, I believe I also told you that we can only accept one timesheet per week. That is a federal law. It's not only for the agency. And also, I understand that the patient needs care. That is why we are working along with him. But he also complied to having a method that you can use to clock in and clock out so that you can get paid. Because this not only happens when the clock in, you also miss clock outs on several days. So this is an ongoing issue, and I'm aware that it didn't happen before because you used to clock in and clock out every day.
Okay, well, we will. I'm gonna do better doing the clocking and out, and he's gonna make sure that somebody that lives with him comes down at a certain point in time and puts his phone back on the charger, because other than that, I mean,
Okay,
we're
and
gonna get
I,
him. We'll have to get him a new phone.
yeah, and I do appreciate that, Kirsten. I'm gonna write down that was what's going on with the phone, but yeah, please know that we also are not allowed to accept that many timesheets. It can cause an issue with the insurance company, and it can cause the services to be placed on hold.
Right, no, I definitely understand. That is way too many timesheets. I definitely agree. We will definitely have that. It won't be happening anymore.
Okay, appreciate it, Kristen. And I noticed the timesheets that you submitted, so I'm gonna ask my supervisor if it's okay to accept them. I will let you know what his
Okay.
response is. Okay, but thank you
Okay.
for letting me know.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, and hope you have a great day.
You too.